building in the Gemara Ashi Tosfos. I mean, that's what first Seder is for. You don't manage to do a first Seder, do a second Seder. You can't do a second Seder, do a Banistar. If you can't, then you got a lot of cash to do a night Seder. But Lehem's got to get, what? No schluffing. No schluffing over here, Rabbi Yisai. It is not an option, Rabbi Yisai. It is need to know. Not an option. That's what you got to know. You got to live your life that way. It's just not an option. I meant to say last night, I saw a book. I'm finishing the Chos Tamidim Shmuz now. I saw a book. It's how to negotiate like your life depends on it. It's a book about being a successful negotiator, like doing business. How to do business like your life depends on it. And that's what it boils down to. If your life depends on it, you're going to be successful. Because this has to happen. I need this to happen. This can't not happen. So how to learn like your life depends on it. I think that that's the name of the game, my friends. That is the name of the game. Let's get busy over here. Pen, anyone? Pen, pencil. And then writing instrument. Are we missing anyone? Just Donald. Just Donald. Any button? What?
Do you want a pencil or a pen?
Terry, be careful.
Who there? There? Why? Who's speaking?
It's for operation.
Am I supposed to be there?
No, no.
Exactly. Are you a machana?
That's Rav.
He is.
What?
You're a machana.
You are.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go, Rabbi Yisai. We got a lot of work to do over here. No jokes. Let's get busy. B'siyata d'shmaya. What state in the Gemara? The Gemara is trying to figure out Rav and Shmuel, why they don't say like each other. What doesn't Rav say like Shmuel? What doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? So the Gemara says, why doesn't Rav say like Shmuel? The Gemara tries saying because of the Lashonis. The Lashonis, that's not the reason. So the Gemara, the reason why Shmuel doesn't say like Rav is because, I'm sorry, why doesn't Rav say like Shmuel? Because Tana Shar v'chol mili d'shar. It already says Shor in the Mishnah. Therefore, why are you saying that Mave is Shein? If it already says Shor once, then we've got that covered. The Gemara, no, because Shor is Karnoi Mave is Shein, or Shor is Ragloi Mave is Shein. And the Gemara says, what's the Loyare? We did it. Loyare is because either Kavanos Lahazik or Analazeko, Hezekomatze is Analazeko. Done! We're finished with that. Now we're up to, why does Shmuel not say like Rav? Rav did a beauty over here. Rav says that the ratio is Karen Chain and Regel, and Mave is Adam. Says the Gemara, Shmuel, my time with Armakir Rav. Amelach Yisak, Adaituch Adam. Haktani Seifa, Shoah Mu'ad. Shoah Mazik, Shoah Senezik, Va Adam. It says already Adam in the Seifa. But listen to the ratio. Says the Gemara, Beniske, Mama Kamari, Beniske, Gufa, Eloi Kamari. So therefore, Adam does not belong in the Reisha. The Reisha is talking about Niske Mamain. Rav Nami Aktani Adam is safe. Amalach Rav Ahu Lemachshe Ba'adim Muadim Huda Asa. Rav says the reason it says in the Sefer just to conclude in the Muadim. So Tuli, I believe it was Tuli Rubin asked me a very compelling question this morning. I believe it was Tuli, I'm not sure. Which is, well, according to Rav, Adam belongs in the Reisha. Does Adam belong in Arbavis Nezikin? Does anyone think Adam belongs in Arbavis Nezikin? Isn't Shmuel saying good? Beniske Mamun Kamari, Beniske Kufa Loi Kamari? That's East Tining good. We're talking about Avos Nezikin, is talking about Mama Namazik. The Chayra, what's Adam doing in our Mishnah? The Chayra doesn't belong. That's Taka, seems to be the Taina. That Shmuel says, Beniske Mamun Kamari, Beniske Kufa Loi Kamari, says what's going to be Pshat and Rav.
Shmuel,
you said that he had to have the safe. He wouldn't have had Adam in the safe. Shmuel say that?
What's the setup for the
Gemara? Rav also has. Shmuel says, I have it in the safe.
So
right. If
you
want to
wind it, you say
it
in the
ratio.
Oh, but this
game, Mama Kamara,
you're
going to be Mufu Kamara. But if you wouldn't have it in the safe, you wouldn't say that. Rav also has it in the safe. No, because I'm going to read the Gemara differently than you. I'm going to read the Gemara. Why doesn't Shmuel learn that Mave. No, that's not enough of a reason to say Mave is not Adam. But Avada, I'm more comfortable with not doing that.
Instead, if you don't have the safer, you don't have any way that it says Adam.
Avada, then I have to be forced to put Adam over here. Avada will be forced to put Adam here. But it's not a good place to put Adam. So I'm asking a question on Rav. Why is Adam talking in the Reisha? It's not a good place to put it. It's not a preferred. If you have nowhere else to say, what Rav Yehuda is bringing out is if there's nowhere else to say Adam Avada, we're gonna have to force Adam into the Reisha.
Well, right? It's also a Mishnah later on.
That's what Shmuel says. I got a Mishnah later on, so I don't have to force it in the Reisha.
Two Mishnahs, not just in the Adam Mishnah Mu'ad La'olam and then this one that Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Mu'adim.
Yeah, no, it's why don't you just have it in Chamisha Tam, Chamisha Mu'ad, in other Mu'ad La'ilam Ben Ar Ben Yashan? Why isn't it just over there? I hear. Interesting. That's
first
interesting.
You have to establish that there is an Adam Amad.
Right. I hear. Okay. Okay. I'll call upon him. I'd like to discuss this idea of Niske Gufo, Niske Mam and Kamari. I think the question is compelling question. Let's keep going in the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? My Loi Harei, we medayik last time. What is it? Now we're bothered by what could be a Loi Harei? How could you have a Loi Harei? How could you say that if Shor is going to be Chayiv, Adam is not going to be Chayiv? What could possibly be the Loi Harei over here? My Loi Harei, Zakhti Gemara Hachi Kamar. Loi Harei, Shor, Shem Mishal, Mesa Koyfer. Kuy Adam, Shein, Mishal, Mesa Koyfer. If one only say sure, would I know Adam? If you say sure is chayv, person is chayv for sure, I'd say would you automatically say Adam is chayv for sure? No. Why? Because sure maybe is extra chayv because we know sure has what? Koifer. And therefore, maybe only sure is chayv if it's mazik. If Adam is mazik, he's not going to be chayv. Why not? Because Adam doesn't have koifer. Okay, we're going to get back to that. Now just the next thing. The Gemara says, if I only said Adam, that you're chayv for Adam, would I know you're chayv for sure? Why not? So the Netziv says over here, do I need to explain to you why if the Pasuk only says you're chayv for Adam, you're not also chayv for Yashor? Do I really need to explain that to you? If you're chayv if you damage, the Pasuk says a man is chayv if he damages. Does that, would you automatically assume you're also chayv if your animal damages? Would you think you could learn one from the other bechlal? It's pashit. Says this is totally unnecessary to explain to me why if it only says Adam I wouldn't learn out Shar. Why in the world would you think you? Why would you make that automatic assumption? You're chayv also for your Shar.
Because we said there's such a thing as Adam being chayv.
You're going way too fast. let's ask the question. Okay, the Netziv is asking a very very valid question here. Let's get the kasha. The Gemara is saying, which means if I only wrote Shar, I wouldn't know Maveh. If I only wrote Maveh, I wouldn't know Shar. Right? If I only wrote Adam, that Adam is Chayv when he is Mazik, would you on your own conjure up that automatically you're Chayv if your Behemah is Mazik? Where would you get that from? Of course, I'm Chayv if I'm Mazik because I did it. My Behemah did it, therefore I'm Chayv. I don't care if you're going Pshin, Shmira, Maman, I'm Mazik, go anything you want. But the Maisa, if I'm Mazik, I'm for sure more Chayiv than if my Behemah is Mazik. So what do you even have to have a discussion? This shouldn't even be on the table. If it says Adam, I would know Behemah. Says the Netziv, Einach Hanami. It's just a back and forth, says the Netziv. That's it. Einach Hanami. The Gemara doesn't even need to say this. This is a non-starter. Reuven, you hear the Svara? Reuven, the Gemara is trying to say, if I only write sure, that a shore is chayv, when I know Adam is chayv. Well, if I'm chayv and my shore damages, maybe I should also be chayv and my Adam damages. We're going to separate. We say, no, shore is chayv more because that's koifer. Adam doesn't have koifer. If I only write a person's chayv if he damages, is there any way to even think that I would say, yeah, so probably also chayv if your shore damages? Or would you automatically assume, wait a second, chayv for yourself, not for your shore? The Gemara says, only chayv for Adam because Adam has dalad dvarim. What do you have to come up with reasons why? It's a non-starter, this conversation. If Adam is chayiv, that doesn't mean Shor is chayiv. Says in a tziv, Einach Hanami. The Gemara is just, how'd you say it, Tzavi? It's just a back and forth, that's it. Gemara just, just did something. That's the way the Netziv learns. Perhaps we're going to suggest a different pshat. But, we'll get to that right now. Let's go to the Gemara.
Isn't Mazik, even when after time?
Maybe.
So if we know that there is a Issa Mazik by
Mom.
Once we know there is
a Say, but who says that you're gonna have to pay?
I'm saying we already know step one that there is a
Issa. So what? But still it's told the same after Yaitza Behem and still is Issa Mazik gonna have to pay. Azoi Zok the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Let's see the Gemara. We're going to finish off this stickle Torah here, and then we'll get back to the Tosfos. Says the Gemara. Hatzan Hashomesh Mehen Shedarkan Lahazik. V'chishor Darkan Lahazik? Says the Gemara, B'mu'ad. U'mu'ad Darkan Lahazik? Even the Yayid Urchehu. The Gemara is struggling, is a Mu'ad Darkan Lahazik or not? Yeah, once it's a Yayid, it's Urche, it's Darkan Lahazik. Zak the Gemara, Adam Darkan Lahazik? Says the Gemara, B'yashon. Yashon Darkan Lahazik? Even the kayif who pashit urchehu. Says Rashi. Kaporich litzad atzad hashava. We're on the fifth line of Rashi. We're asking a question on the tzad hashava. Lirav darmatan hashava chol mili d'shor heichim atzil misni bekeren dark alahazik. Rav, how can you say Karen is dark alahazik? Is that Karen's dark alahazik? Now Rashi just says with a shmuel lekal mifrach deregol vali dark leiluch alahazik. According to Shmuel, there's no kasha. Shmuel that learns that Shor is regel, for sure regel is darka lahazik. So the only kasha has to be only according to Rav. And the Gemara asks, Tzara shove sheben shedarka lahazik. It's only a question on Rav. Why? Because Shmuel lekel amifrach the regel vade darka leiluch lahazik. This is a diak here in Rashi. But the Gemara says Tzara shove. What's the Tzara shove in the Gemara? Tzara shove shem she darka lahazik. Is the Tzad HaShoveh include Darko Leilechu Lahazik? No, why not? Because what's one of those things in the Tzad HaShoveh? Bar is not. So therefore, what's the Tzad HaShoveh? Tzad HaShoveh Shebehen Shedarkon Lahazik. So when Rashi brings that for sure Regel is good with the Tzad HaShoveh, look at Rashi says. Shmuel Lekel Mifrach, the Regel Vandai Darkoi Leilechu Lahazik. Why is Rashi putting in Leilech there? That's not the Tzad HaShoveh. It's not the Tzad HaShoveh. Tzad HaShoveh doesn't have to do with Leilech. Why is Rashi saying Leilech? What? Tzad HaShoveh should darken Lahazik. Rashi just telling us, oh, by the way, you should just know that Regel's Leilech. Well, that's not relevant for us right now. Don't get me off the topic. Let's stay focused, Rabbi Yisai. Focused on the Tzad HaShoveh, darken Lahazik, period.
That is Regel. Regel, Vadai, Shadarken Lahazik. That's not the Tzad HaShoveh. No, I was just saying that the definition of regular is
darker. Is Shane also darker leilich
l'hazik? Yeah.
So what's irrelevant?
But you wouldn't define Shane as darker leilich l'hazik.
Why are we defining real?
Rashi is saying that luckily
what makes it darker l'hazik is it's darker leilich. In other words, being that the hezik happens derech hiluchai. That's what makes it darko lahazik, because it's darko leilech. It's derech is to walk. Animals walk. So because it's derech is to walk, therefore it's darko lahazik. So if you're talking about Shane, what would you write? I would write, if I was Rashi, darko lechol lahazik. It's derech lechol lahazik. That's what Rashi means to say. Rashi doesn't mean it's derech is because it's a moving mazik. Rashi means to say, because the yisoid of regel is it's moving, it's normal for the animal to move, therefore it's darkoi lahazik. So what about Adam? Is Adam derech lahazik? Says the Gemara, yeah, when Adam is sleeping. When he's sleeping, it's derech lahazik, kivin the kaifu poshet. Says Rashi, esragloichsav, his feet, urcheu l'shaber kelim shebetzad margoloichsav, by his feet. So Rabbi Yisai, let me ask you a question. What happens if a person is mazik by his hands, not by his feet? What's the deal? He's rolling over. Anyone saw anyone that moves and he rolls over with his hands? We've seen it. Oh, have we seen it? Is he chayv or pater? He's mazik with his hands. I'm going to suggest, we're going to get back to this. Rashi holds you pater. I ota mu'ud lo'ilam, pater. It's not normal. It's not darko le'el chalaz. You're going to be pater.
Maybe chatzim has it.
Maybe Chatzinezek could be. Right, we're gonna have to see. I know that I'm saying it's a massive chiddush, but I'm reading the Rashi, my friends, and I have a hard time with Rashi otherwise. I'm gonna have a hard time. But let's first break it down slow, Rabbi Yisai. Let's break it down slow. Here goes. You ready? Is Adam Darkoi Leilech Ulahazik, yes or no? The real answer is. You're all not hitting the mark. The real answer is sometimes. Is Adam Darkoi Leilech Ulahazik? The answer is sometimes. I'm sorry, Darko Lahazik? Adam Darko Lahazik? Sometimes. Is Regel Darko Lahazik? Yes. Shane Darkalahazik? Yes. Karen Mua Darkalahazik? Yes. Is Adam Darkalahazik? Sometimes. Frekt Rav Nachum Mishem the Acharon, the Welt. The Welt frekt the Kasher Rabbi Isai. Can you make a Tzad HaShava? What does Tzad HaShava mean? I have in front of me Karen, Shane, Regel, Bar, and Esh. They all have the same thing in common. What do they have in common? They're all Darkoi Lahazik. Is that true? Well, Regel's always Darkoi Lahazik, and Shane's always Darkoi Lahazik. Bar and Esh always Darkoi Lahazik. Adam is sometimes Darkoi Lahazik. Can you make a Kavah? Can you make a Tzad HaShava with a sometimes? Can you do that? What does Tzad HaShava usually mean? This is what they all have in common. Anytime your chayiv always has this. So if I have any of those that don't have it, or even any part of them that don't have it, then it's not a Tzad HaShava.
Right, it's a tuna that he has in him. It's part of Adam is that he's sometimes.
Is Adam chayiv even when he's not Darkoi Lahazik?
Yeah.
Yes. So then that's not, there's no Tzad HaShava. So then that's to make a different Tzad HaShava. That's then you don't have a Tzad HaShava. Tzad HaShava means this is what they all have. They're all Darkoi Lahazik. It's not true. Adam is chayvim when he's not Darkoi Lahazik. So all of the mechayvim in the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah include Adam who's awake?
Maybe not. Maybe the only case of Adam in our Mishnah is when he's sleeping.
Is there a difference between Adam awake and Adam sleeping? Maybe. Adam. So Toivis.
We're taking the Maskana according to Rashi. Maskana is not including Adam anywhere.
What?
Maskana according to Rashi, Maskana is not including Adam anywhere. So Rashi on top of Dalet on the B says,
That's just language. Totally. Well, I'll get back to that. Okay, I hope. Okay, I want to just focus. I hope we're gonna get back to that. What Toivy is suggesting is that maybe our Mishnah is only talking about Adam who's Yashin, not Adam who's awake. There's Adam awake and Adam who's sleeping. Different Adams. But what's the difference? It's Adam Amazik. So says Rav Nachum. Take a look at it inside, Rabbi Yisai. Let's do it inside. Rabbi Nachum. It's a beautiful stickle. It's so beautiful. And it's going to make the ganze sugya lichtig. Zok to Rabbi Nachum. Adam Dakel Hazik B'yashin Tibir Gemar Tzorch B'Rav, says Rabbi Nachum. This Gemara needs a lot of explanation. My Mahanilon Adam Dakel Hazik B'shas Hashena. Haparshas Adam Nemer Gam B'Neir. Shein Dakel Hazik. Even when he's awake. And he's not Dakel Hazik then. V'chazinon Mizeh D'sibas Achiv D'Adam Loi Havim Mishim Dakel Hazik. Adam doesn't always have Darkoi Lahazik. It's not true. The Welt zogt der Wertel. The Er v'Yoshim have a base mine chiyuvim. It's zwei bazundere chiyuvim. It's each one is its own two different types of chiyuv. Ubeneir mechayven leal etzem hamaisa. Vein tzorch lezeh sheloi shomar es atzmoi. Ma she'en kein biyoshon. V'shayach lechayv ol etzem ha-maisa. Because, to ha-ke'es les le'das, vein u'bar chiyuv klal. V'chol chiyuv rak mishum, shmiras gufoi olav. Rotzo loymar. Dibbe oidoi er romi alei lishmor es gufoi shelo yazik b'shas sheina. Zog to Rab Nochem in the Welt. The Welt zogt der Wertel. The Welt says there's two different mechayvim of a person. One thing is for what you did. The other thing, you should have watched your body. You should have watched your body. Because you're putting your body to sleep. Before you put your body to sleep, be careful where you put your body to sleep.
Maisa and
Shmir. Maisa and the Shmir. Shmiras gufoy olav. So I have to see what the makar for this. How do you have two different makars? But let's see, Rabbi. So let's just fear this ice, and we'll have to get back to the Olam's hacking up shtark today. Surely the Olam's on fire today. You ready? Listen to this. So he's saying, going back to what Tovi said, that the Mishnah is Arba Avos Nezikin. Are we talking about where a person's chai for what he does, or because he didn't do a good job watching? What's the Mishnah talking about when it comes to Shar? Shmira, Bar, Eish, Adam, Shmira. So what do you mean Adam, Shmira? The answer is the Mishnah is only talking about an Adam who is sleeping. and you didn't watch yourself. Is Adam sleeping always darkoy lahazik? Yes. Adam sleeping is always darkoy lahazik. Adam himself is always darkoy lahazik. Now we're going to get back to you, Shua, because what happens if he's mazik by his head? There, it's not darkoy lahazik. Maybe you're not chayiv on that. That's exactly what I was saying. But I'll call upon him. Is Adam sleeping always darkoy lahazik? The Gemara says Adam sleeping is darkoy lahazik. And that's all our Mishnah is talking about, is Adam sleeping. Because that's the sug, the type of mazik we're talking about in our Mishnah. So let's get back to Tuli's question. Tuli has the question. What? Oh, so we'll get to Tosfos. Okay, we'll get to Tosfos. We'll get there. Okay? We'll get back to Tuli's question. We'll start there. Tuli has the question. Why in the world should Rav think that Adam belongs in our Mishnah? I understand Shmuel much better. The fee, what we're saying now, it's not nearly as shver. Why not? Because even according to Rav, what's the Adam of our Mishnah? Shmiras Gufay. So it's the same thing as Niske Mamon. What's the vote of Niske Mamon? You're supposed to watch your stuff. Niske Gufay is also, you're supposed to watch your body. Same thing. It's all part of your stuff. So it belongs in the Mishnah. And that reminds you, that's also according to Shmuel, that's what it, Etzem, this taka belongs in the Mishnah. It's just, it's not identical, but it's very close. This will answer other question also. Ask the question of the Netziv, yeah?
So Shmuel was arguing on that?
No, maybe not. No, it's still not. Because he was pointing out that even according to Shmuel, it could be in the Reisha. He's okay with it being in the Reisha, but it's okay taking it out. So because it's still, it's fort.
Sounds like according to Shmuel, it's not this game on.
It's not. It's Shmiras Gufoy, not Shmiras Mamoinai. Well, that's enough. Shmuel felt that's enough. That's why it's not, even Shmuel didn't come, that's what Rav Yehuda's saying. Shmuel didn't come like guns blazing, like, are you crazy? What is it doing in the Mishnah? He doesn't do that. He says, it says it in the Sefer. Why doesn't it say in the Reisha? Oh, because then we're trying to like create some sort of differentiation. But Etzem, Shmuel was comfortable with it being in the Reisha somewhat. Why? Because it's for Shmiras Gufoy, but it's not Shmiras Mamoinai. It's similar. What was the other question in the Tzivs Kasha? Tzivs asked, why in the world are you going to think I'm chayv because Adam is mazik? I'm also going to be chayv because my behema is mazik. I need to speak about like that why I wouldn't learn behema from Adam. So Toivy wanted to say, which was then the Tziv really says, it's really just, I forgot what you said, what's the lesson? Back and forth, that's all it is. It doesn't really belong. But the fee zeh, it's much more gishmak, Rabbi said. Because yeah, I think if you're chayv on your Adam, you'll be chayv on your behema. Am I chayv on my Adam because I did something? No. Not by Yashan. Why am I chayv on Adam if I'm mazik by Yashan? Because I should have. And guess what? You should have also watched your behema. Same thing. You should have watched your body. You should watch your behema. Your body is just more of your stuff. That's part of your stuff. So behema also. So why, if I know that you're chayv for when you don't watch your body, I should think you're not chayv when you watch your behema. Same thing. In our kasha, we thought the pshat is because Adam is chayv because Adam is a mazik. So Adam is a mazik. Behema is a mazik. Shaykh is what? But in the Maskana, no, not because Adam is a mazik. It's because Adam is supposed to watch his body. You're also supposed to watch your behema. So if I'm chayv to pay if I don't watch my body, I should be chayv to pay when I don't watch behema. No, because Adam is chayv chamisha dvarim. Behema not chayv chamisha dvarim.
One of the reasons why we say this back and forth.
Yeah. But we you don't even need an explanation though. I hear what you're saying. You could say Lori Ashok Kore Amava, Lori Amava Kore Ashok, because you could say that without saying because Dal Dvarim. What do you have to say Dal Dvarim for? Just say, I can't learn this one from that. I can't.
It's not like there's no use for it at all.
You're right. Yeah. That's basically what Toivy's saying, is that we're just putting it in there in order to get to the Tzad HaShava. Right? Good? Okay.
Rabbi, we see that if you, you wouldn't even be high if the Donald Gorm for sleeping, if you watch yourself.
What?
You wouldn't be high if the Donald Gorm when you're Yashin.
Why not?
Well, we're saying that's the case when you break healing.
Right.
And also we're saying if you watch yourself and someone puts himself into that position, what damage you
put. Yeah, what if you go to sleep next to someone and you get your mouth again?
Then you're fine.
Dal Dvarim.
Right.
No, not really. Because the Chayil Maitz says you're not Chayil Dal Dvarim. It's a good kasha. I was just trying to see if you realize what you were asking. It's a good...
Is it a major carbon, is it?
Maybe. Okay, you have to know if you're chayiv dal tamar in that case. In Chanan, we're not saying in this case you're chayiv dal tamar, but the mazik of Adam is chayiv dal tamar. It's not really. So the maisa of Adam is chayiv dal tamar. Right. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Shita here asks a different question. So what does the Mishnah mean according to Rav when it says, Lo Reisho Karei Amave? Anyone? Help me, please. Lo Reisho Karei Amave. Karen is not like?
According to who?
Rav. Karen is not like? Not Karen. Shor is not like? Adam. Lo Reisho Amave Karei Ashor? Velo Zev Zeh Sheyesh Lahem. Karei Ha... Ish. What's the case of Adam? That's Yesh Baruch Chaim? Sleeping. Lo zev is a shadarkon leilech ulahazik. Kamei abar. Tuli says Adam is not leilech ulahazik. There's a few people that sleepwalk, but those aren't. That's not what we're talking about over here. That's not dark ulahazik.
If you have a bar that's...
Oh. So Rabbi said, one teretz, the Shita says, is...
a puddle that's a bar that's slightly moving. It's still
moving.
Bar.
What are you saying?
It's moving.
No, if it would be mazik that way, then it would be. If it would be mazik that way, then it would be. In other words, over here, the hezek happens because he goes like this. But the hezek, if the water, because it's moving, would then hit someone, then that would be ish.
A spinning knife, you know, it's just around. Staying in the same place.
If
and it's
like
attached to the
ground. No.
It's not moving. It's staying in its same spot.
How is that not movement?
It's swinging around.
Exactly.
Swinging is not moving. Yeah, okay. Lamaisa, give me a second. Usher, give me a second. Lamaisa, there's two teretzim here in the Shita. So it could be that they're right. It could be that you're right because there's two teretzim in the Shita. Maybe we have to work it out. Shita says the following two teretzim. Why is Adam sleeping called Darko Leila Cholahazik? Anyone think of another teretz? One teretz is Adam saying of Ishuen and Usher is saying because the word is the Hazik happens when you move your legs. So that's called Leilech. That's called. That's
Adam, Lamaisa.
Yeah, but not when he's Yashan. He's not in this.
Dark Lelech, it's something that goes.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Let me try again. Hold on a second. Let's get this.
Fall asleep anywhere and then bring something.
So he went to that place and he fell asleep.
So did the bar. Come
so
on.
He went to no. The bar doesn't go
there. Oh,
no, it's not true. You take a knife and you put it there.
You take it. It doesn't go. The bar doesn't move over here. He moves himself here. Moves himself there.
It's an oifen of damage to a bar.
Yeah, but the bar itself doesn't move.
But the damage it does. So it didn't get it originally?
No one kicks a brick. The brick will never move.
The damage is stationary. So that's good.
So that's why, to me, it's a chiddush what he's saying. Because when he's the mazik, he's stationary. So the fact that he moves, but he doesn't move while he's sleeping, the mazik is Adam Yashan. When he's sleeping, he doesn't move. So, because he moves to get there, that's called Darko Leilich Ula Hazik.
When he's air, he moves when he's air.
Yeah, moves when he's air.
It's a different...
What?
You have a knife and a shrub and you put it somewhere else. Right. Different.
Because the bar doesn't move. The bar doesn't move. The Adam moves.
You don't use a knife, it will never move.
It doesn't move itself. It doesn't move on its own. Maybe if you have battery operated or something like that. Okay. I don't know. It might be OBH. I got no idea. Anyway, Akitzer. So we have to know what the yisoid of Darko Leilech Ulahazik is Bechlau. What's the idea of the difference of Darko Leilech Ulahazik? Does it mean that in the Hezik it's Darko Leilech Ulahazik? While it's being Mazik it's Darko Leilech Ulahazik? Or it just means it's a thing that moves around. It can damage in many different places. If it means that while it's mazik, then you have to say this one, that it's kicking, that's the hezek. While it's mazik, it's reaching out to you, you're not reaching out to it. That's what I thought Darko Leilech Ulahazik is. In the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo zev zesh shadarkan leilech ulahazik kari abar. She'ein darko leilech ulahazik. I thought the pshat is bar. How does the hazik happen? You come to it. It doesn't come to you. So over here, by Adam, the Adam is going to do the hezek. I mean, it might be only going this far, but he's going to do the hezek, the adam. Right? That's why I thought kicking is enough, called darka leilach, because the mazik is coming to you. But the other teretz of the Shita might be saying differently, saying, no, the word is that it's something that can mazik in many different places. It can be mazik here, it can be mazik there. Eish can move. Maybe in a regular wind. That's called that's the heft of Eishes with the wind. I don't know. I hear. David, it's a good question. Your boy said we have to get back to the Tosfos. What? Fire can grow without wind. Without wind. That's the shadow. Does it grow without wind? David, if you light this on fire here, Lamaisa, everything is gonna. Is that all called wind, or that's just called?
I don't know. It depends on the science of how fire works.
Yeah. So I don't know if we really reckon. I was thinking also like what you were saying. I don't know if we reckon with the fact that in theory it has to be like the, you know. Yeah. I don't know. Don't know. Everybody say it's a good question. Something to think about. Let's get back to the Tosfos. We got to get back to business here. Tosfos is that's the big. This is the big cheese here in the sugya is Tosfos. Tosfos says. Adam doesn't pay koifer, Behemah does pay koifer. Hiksha riva. My chumra hizu. Hai den mishamas a koifer, mishum de kimle bidderabe mine. So he says, what type of chumra is it? The only reason, in theory, should you be chayv koifer when you when a person kills?
Yeah.
Why are you potter? Only because of Kamlebi Dramanit. So what type of chumra is that? Vitiritz, the Shoig Ignami Potter, me the Tana de Bechiskia. Tais is a pella. Because if you're telling me that in theory you should be Chayev, so Shoigig also, Tana de Bechiskia just means that any time that there's a idea of me, so a Potter even by Shoigig. But in theory, should there be Kaifer here? Yes, what's the difference? What's Mechal Tosfos Teretz? So I saw today, in the Sri Dei Eish, the Sri Dei Eish says, I have an answer, it's not Shver, just has to change the Girsa in Tosfos. He takes out the word Vitiritz, and he says, the Tosfos reads as follows, you ready? Hiksheriva, my chumrizu, haidein mishamas a kaifer mishkim lei mirabim inei, vishoyge ignami potem yidu, kanda de bechizkiya.
No teretz.
No teretz. Riva doesn't say teretz. The Sri Dei Eish. He's 100, less than 100 years ago. Right? The Sri Dei Eish? Biakov Weinberg. Weinberg. You know the Sri Dei Eish?
I don't see anyone.
No, he made it up.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think we're gonna go for another answer. We're gonna go for another answer, Rabbi Isai. Hiksheriva, my chumrizu. I didn't mishamis zikom mishum kol miravinei v'tirat shogig. Nami patim itoni vechiski. So he said an answer from the Achronim. This is the Veltz Teretz, and we saw it yesterday. Rabbi Chanan and others that go through this type of raid, which is as follows. There's a difference between kamalei b'derabaminei and tana de vechiskiya. Kamalei b'derabaminei is when you get killed. When you get killed, you don't pay misa. You don't pay mammon. But and tana de vechiskiya is when you should have gotten killed. So if don't make you pay money also. Says Rav Chana that there's a fundamental difference between the two of them. When a person gets killed, a pshat is nichlal in the misa, is the mamon. So it's not only he should have paid mamon, he did pay mamon. So Tosfos is saying, when Tosfos says, kom levi d'rami, what he means to say is that you pay koifer. What do you mean? Ain't no mishalim is a koifer. You are a mishalim koifer. Just your form of payment of koifer is what? Misa.
So you see
a very big chiddush over here, that the chiyuv has to have in it also mitzad the mazik, and the kav is the mazik kilu he paid his due, therefore the nizik doesn't loses his tefiyah. And Achanam, you're asking a very good kasha, very good kasha. But that's what the Ramban, that's what the Ritva says. Kopanim when it comes to kasha zama.
What's making a nifla? Where's the
because you want me to pay. I'm paying with everything I have. My life I'm paying with. I paid for this. Paid big time. It's called I paid. Misa is called paying. David's asking a very good question. It's very nice that you paid, but I didn't get the money. I didn't get anything. You paid, but the Nizik wants money. It's a good kasha. A kopanim, that's the way that Rebbe Chanan brings from the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is speaking about Edom Zaymimim. It's not called Chetzi Kasha Zaman because when you do Misi, you did Mamim.
Then also we're saying it's not really Kimle B'Dramim because he's doing both.
Right, that's what Kimle B'Dramim means.
Kimle B'Dramim means you do both.
That's what it means.
So by Misa and Malkus also
true,
is both?
True, but other cases would be. This case it wouldn't be, but other cases would be. Also, by Edom Zoyim, it's not that way, but in a regular case, it would be. Akoponim! But in the case of Tani de Bechizkio, and it's only a Shaygeg, and you're not actually getting Misa, the person that did it doesn't get Misa, so you can't say that Nichlal and the Misa is the Mamoin. So, why by Shaygeg is there a thing you don't pay Mamoin? It must be that you are Putter! Now that it's a Ptur! So I could say, okay, Adam is Potter from Kaifer. For whatever reason, he's Potter from Kaifer. By Mazid, it's not the Pshat, you're Potter from Kaifer. It's as if you paid Kaifer. It's not a Chumra Bechlal. My Chumra Izu. What type of Chumra is that? But by Shoigeg, I can hear it's a Chumra. Yeah. Zokt, Toises Vameri, Delav Pirchehi Klal. Says the Risa Heip Tzach Nishton the Kasher, Rabbi Isai. It's not a kasha at all. This kasha is not shver. Kam le b'dirabi minei doesn't even come into play, says the Ri. Deloit miftar mishum kam le b'dirabi minei. There's no ptur kam le b'dirabi minei over here. It's not true. Kam le b'dirabi doesn't potter you. V'kan nami ain't shaykh lahazki yotonu de bechizkiya. Dilo kamon v'perik beiz mashma dilav kor do'olav v'loya la'adam havi alfinun adam mishar. Yeah. She is chayiv mezid misa v'koyfer, misa v'koyfer. Umei alav patrina le'afilu shoygeik. Says the Ri, it's totally not true. Kamli Rabbeinu does not come into play over here. We discussed yesterday why not. We said from the Maram. Maram says because Kamli Rabbeinu is when you have two different chiyuvim for two different things. I ripped your jacket and killed someone. He ripped his jacket and killed him. It's two different chiyuvim. For two different chiyuvim, you could say chay for one, not for the other. But when there's all one chiyuv, then you don't say kamer dominant. We asked the question, aye, what do you mean? But in the case of Moshi Shemra, it's mamon amalkus for one chiyuv. So he said it's for one maisa. But in the maisa, there's really two different chiyuvim. There's the malkus after the seilech rachel because you said lashon hara, and there's the mamon because of the hezek you did. But over here, the Misa is really being Mechayiv, the Kaifer, and the Din Misa. So therefore, it's all Mamish, one Chiyuv Mamish over here. Kaifer is for what? Killing.
Yeah.
Misa is for what? Mm-hmm. Killing. It's all for killing. It's two different. It's two different things we're going to do to you for the one thing that you did. You did one thing. You killed. By Motzi Shemra, you did one action of speaking, but in that is two no-nos. First of all, Lashon Hara. Second of all, you caused someone damage, monetary damage, whatever type of damage it is, because Lashon Hara caused damage. So that's the other thing over here. Right? So you could divide it into two and say, come, let me do Ramani. I'm only going to focus on one of those two averas. Where it's one avera, you killed someone. What's going to be the punishment for killing someone? We're going to give you two different punishments for one avera. There, you're not going to say Kamele Dramine because it's all one of there.
Maybe the Malkus, you can't say Kamele Dramine because they're both equal. Maybe money and lashes, some people are the same thing. Kamele Dramine is you give the bigger
no.
Bigger
what?
Punishment. You only give Kamele Dramine is you give the bigger punishment. But maybe the Malkus and money is it's an equal punishment, so you don't know which one to give both. Or I'm just saying there is no bigger one of them.
The Maisa, it says over there, Mishum Misha Achas Atomachayev, Avi Atomachayev, Mishum Shdei Rishoyes. You can only be Chayev for one, not for two.
It's not necessarily
a big one. It seems. But I hear what you're saying. It could be that's the different din from Isha Achas. That's a nice
thought. Just fits with places?
It fits with the re in Taisvus. Why the re says, Kamei Rabbeinu doesn't apply over here. The reva seems to apply Kamei Rabbeinu. The re says, Kamei Rabbeinu doesn't apply. What's the reason? It's because of the pasuk of Allah Veloy Allah Adam. That's what he says.
But really, I'm saying really we're saying that they mean two different things according to the
reva. Right. Okay. But now, Rabbi Isai, now we have another question. Let's ask the question on the Riva. Riva, what are you thinking? You ask the Riva, why is it that Adam doesn't pay Koifer? What's the reason? But doesn't the Gemara... The Re brings a Gemara that says, Alev Elo Ala Adam. Gemara Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph. It's Asa Gemara, Alev Elo Ala Adam. So what Bechlal is he thinking? So you could say one pshat. Say as follows. Ready? If the Ptur is only aus kamlei b'dir rabbi minei, ve'etzem there's a chi of koifer to Adam, he's just potter aus kamlei b'dir rabbi minei. Maybe I didn't uproot the koifer entirely. But now there's a pasuk of Allah v'lo ala Adam. What Allah v'lo Adam tells me is that now there's no chi of koifer at all. What does kamlei b'dir rabbi minei mean? Listen, really you should be chi of koifer, but because there's me, so we're not going to allow you to have koifer. What is the pasuk that says koifer yushas alav v'loy ala adam? Tell me that when you have koifer only on a behema, not on an adam. So it uproots the entirety of koifer. Oh, you need an afkamina. That's not you get. Gemara is not being theoretical. Maybe an afkamina is as follows. An afkamina is, let's say a person goes to his rav and says, "Listen, rav, I'm feeling really bad about this. Should I pay?" Yes or no?
No.
Yeah. So if it's koifer yushas alav eloi ala adam, should you pay? No, the Torah says there's no koifer for adam. But if it's only as kam le bidir rabbi minei, maybe you should really pay.
Is that true?
What?
But
yeah, you don't have to pay.
No.
Is there a din lotzeis yedei shamayim to pay anyway? So that might depend if the Mises is taking care of the koifer or not. If you say that the pshat is, it says if you paid, so then I paid. What do you mean? I paid already. It's as if the Mises took care of the koifer. I was mekayim the koifer. But if it's just that the din Misa is allowing you not to pay the koifer, so then there's still a din koifer, but you don't have to pay it. But you want to let this in the shrine, so pay.
In general, can we dominate always, are you still having the shrine?
That might depend on the lumdus.
We have a pasuk.
From Olav Olav Adam? No, we're saying that you're right. Olav Olav Adam is going to be oikyu entirely. But even before that, you're going to be potter because of.
So why are you going to fall out of that?
What?
What's the reverse kasha?
So in the reverse, should say lemaisa that once you have Olav Olav Adam, you're out. Yeah, enochanami.
Then why switch the meaning of kasha?
Enochanami. Akitzer, the Rajba here says a different teretz. The Rajba says what you're going to have to do is say that Gemara and Chavav and Aleph argues on Chizkiyah. Tana de Bechizkiyah is not, everyone does not agree. It's not according to all opinions that Tana de Bechizkiyah is true. That Gemara is going to be a Chalik HaSugyas.
Yeah, but it's a
Pasuk. What? Tana de Bechizkiyah?
No.
Pasuk
is
He's not going to hold to that pasuk. He's going to say it's the Tana Bechizki is going to have to learn something else out from Olav Olav Adam, because he already has a putter meeting Tana Bechizki. It's not going to be a machlekes whether you have such a pasuk or not. The problem is Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi on Daf Chavav Amid Beis, and we'll end with this. We have to do the Tosfos. We'll do that hopefully tomorrow. That's the Gemara on Chavav Amid Aleph. I mean, it's the Gemara of Olav Olav Adam. Says Rashi, Yehi Adam Chayev BeKoifer. Says Rashi, Kigoin BeMezid VeLo Isru Be. DeLeisa Bar Ketala VeLo Bar Golas. So Rashi, that Gemara is talking about Mezid VeLo Hasra. Why can't it be talking about the Gemara? Says Adam should be Chayev Koifer Mezid VeLo Hasra, because if it's with Hasra, what does he get? Misa. And if it's Shoigeg, what does he get? Golas. So he asked him, Mezid below Asra, the lesser Bar Ketala below Bar Golas. So Rashi seems to be saying that if there's Misa, then in Hanami there shouldn't be Kaifer anyway. And why not? I guess because of Kamle Bidramine. But if there's Golas where it's Shoigeg, then there shouldn't be Koifer anyway. Why not? I guess because of Tanachiskiya. So what did Rashi help by saying Mezid v'lo Asruba? What is that? also over there should be Tana de Beit Chizkiya. What's Rashi doing over there? Rashi's isolating the case. So Rashi seems to have another answer to this question, which hopefully, if we have time, we'll discuss tonight, Rabbi Say. Tomorrow we're going to do the Tosfos. That's it for now. Yashar Kochachem. Uraim, yeah. I was trying to remember who it was.
The Tulsa Baroness that I came over there to try to make a Kalva Chaimer that Adam should be a Kaifer because from Behema.
Right.
No, we have a